Of recent, you should have observed that Lagos State has been hotter than usual. We have witnessed a change in weather. According to Yahoo Weather Forecast, Lagos State's weather is at an average of 85 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 25 degrees Celsius, though it feels like 42 degrees Celsius. Coupled with a fuel scarcity and little or no electricity supplies in homes, the weather has got many residents complaining.
The sun nowadays is so much. It's all over.
In the night, I pull out my clothes. I don't really live with my I'm not living with anybody other than my wife or my daughter. Then we open our oil, we are sleeping naked.
I don't know the actual causing that generating this kind of heat because I've not even have experience of this before. In fact, even though you open the windows, even the doors and the nets, but you will still perceive the heat.
To make matter worse, there's no light, there's nothing. Sometimes the heat, the hotness, before you enjoy your sleep, is towards 3 a.m.
All over my body scratches, heat. My house, I didn't close window, I didn't close door because of heat. It's too much.
Weather is so hot. When I try to sit outside or when I get to the house in the night to relax, if you don't have an air-conditioned apartment, you'll be suffering. Even the fan that you have, the ceiling fan in your house or the standing fan in your house, will just be blowing heat. Except those that can afford the air condition in their various apartments. Those are the only ones that are able to cope. If you don't have an air-conditioned car, you are in trouble. If you are in your office, you are not working in an office that is air-conditioned, you are in trouble. Your children cannot sleep at night if you are a parent. Little children can't tolerate heat.
Meanwhile, the effect of excessive exposure to the sun can damage the skin and can harm health generally. Sun exposure can lead to cosmetic changes in the skin, such as premature aging, wrinkles, and discoloration. It can also lead to more serious health conditions like skin cancer. Dr. Ugochukwu Ogochukwu enlightens us on how to keep ourselves safe under this weather.
Excessive sun rays on the skin can cause dehydration, dryness of the skin. Then for those who are light-skinned and those whose melanocytes are not properly functioning, for example, the albinos, it can lead to skin cancers. Then excessive sun can cause sweating, and for those who are prone to body odors, it can actually increase the amount of body odor. So what we need to do is to drink a lot of water, use some protective items like umbrellas, use sunglasses to protect our eyes from ultraviolet rays. And for those that cannot use umbrellas and those that usually forget their umbrellas, they should buy large hats and wear them. Then we should take our bath at least once a day to avoid body odor. Twice is necessary, but once a day, everybody should bathe at least once a day to avoid body odor.
A pair of sunglasses to protect the eyes, sunscreen cream to protect the skin, and bottle of water to stay hydrated all day will be a good companion this season. I am Priscilla Coker reporting.